Welcome to Healthcare Journey Radio. The mission of Healthcare Journey is to be the most respected, valued, and used virtual multiple sclerosis center for all patients, caregivers, HCPs, and payors, providing the highest quality information and services to best manage diseases, conditions, and symptoms. Find more information on Healthcare Journey at healthcarejourney.com. And now, your host, Christine Granfield.
Hello, everyone. My name is Christine Granfield, and I'm your host for Healthcare Journey Radio. The purpose of this show is to explore a new health and wellness topic each month that might help you manage your multiple sclerosis. We'll explore all kinds of topics, such as disease-modifying therapies, diets, exercise, acupuncture, yoga, spirituality, and many others. Today's show is going to focus on adaptive yoga for multiple sclerosis. We're very excited to introduce our first guest, Mindy Eisenberg. Mindy is an expert in adaptive yoga for people with MS, and has practiced yoga for 14 years as an instructor and yoga therapist in southeastern Michigan at Yoga Spirit. Her new book, Adaptive Yoga Moves Anybody, contains hundreds of yoga adaptions for people with multiple sclerosis and other neuromuscular conditions. Mindy, thanks so much for joining us today on Healthcare Journey Radio.
Thank you for having me.
So I'll just jump right in here. And my first question is, what sparked your interest in yoga for people with MS?
Well, my mother had progressive MS, so I grew up with someone who was severely disabled. And someone came up to me right after I finished my teacher training and said, would you like to volunteer at the MS Society and teach adaptive yoga? And I said, fantastic. And quickly realized from there I was seeing people really respond to the breathing techniques and poses. And also my son's nursery school teacher had MS, and she invited me to a support group at her doctor's office. And so then they asked for a regular class. So it just started to bubble from there.
That's definitely, and that's true for a lot of people. They have a connection to MS and get involved that way. So that's, you certainly understand the disease and what people are going through. For those of us who don't know much about yoga, what are the benefits of yoga for people with multiple sclerosis?
So I say that the benefits are really the same for people with MS as they are for others. People, you know, recognize yoga for the strength and the flexibility. It is a relaxation technique. It helps people sleep better, helps them feel more connected to their body. It's called a mind-body connection. So it increases this inner awareness. My students tell me that the benefits are multiple. Their balance seems to improve. In fact, some of the studies are showing that as well.
So what's the most dramatic improvement you've seen in someone with MS who's done yoga?
You know, I don't go for dramatic improvement. We go for small miracles. So I always go back to my favorite story of, I have a student who is also a neurologist with MS, and for the first few months, she wasn't exactly sure how it was going to help her, but she stuck with it, and she kind of rolled her eyes at me when I said to lift her toes. And then a few months later, I said, Jody, what's going on? She says, I just moved my toes. So that to me is like a, you know, the toes moving is a small miracle. And we get things like that all the time.
And that is what improvement in MS is all about, is keeping moving and moving more and more, if at all possible.
And then, you know, I had someone last week, they just started yoga, and their spasms were causing quite a bit of anxiety and inability to relax. And one of my teachers and I went over there, and we started talking to her about her breathing, and she noticed that her spasms started to decrease. And then she reported the next week at class that when she went home, her spasms started up again. And then she started practicing the breathing practices that we had done in class, and her spasms dissipated again.
That's great. Well, you know, one thing we've heard again and again is that yoga can possibly fight fatigue. Is that true? And how do you think that works?
I think that yoga helps balance energy and fatigue. And one of the what you learn is how to balance that. You know, that whole MS spoon theory that you wake up with so many spoons in a day.
Mm-hmm.
So with yoga, you become more conscious of the spoons that you're using. And then it also is a technique to help gain a few more spoons if you need them. So it's a way to balance your energy out. So if you know you have a really busy day, your practice might be and you know you're feeling kind of fatigued, you would make the decision, do I need a more active practice or do I just need a little bit more smooth practice that doesn't have so much activity to it but balances out some of the restorative poses together with some pauses in between, perhaps some meditation, some different type. There are different types of breathing techniques. So you learn to, and the other really important thing is during class or during a practice, people start to notice, oh, my body's tired, because a lot of times people do not realize that. Mm. And this just makes you more aware of that so that you stop pushing until you go over that edge.
So if someone wanted to do yoga and they have MS, how would they go about finding a teacher or studio that has yoga tailored and adapted for people with multiple sclerosis?
You know, there you can certainly Google it, and there's a few yoga instructors out there who've done some training, and I think she keeps kind of an information bank of people that have been trained through her. That's Karen O'Donnell Clark at yogahealsus.com. And any instructor, usually if they're Iyengar trained or Anusara trained, has some good alignment background. That doesn't mean they're good at adaptive yoga, but at least you know that it's somebody who's pretty well trained.
Okay. So the questions that they should ask to ensure that a teacher is at least qualified would be the type of yoga that they're...
I would make sure they have alignment training.
Alignment training. Okay, great.
You know, it's not about whether it's Iyengar or Anusara or anything else. It's do they have alignment training so they know what's safe? And certainly, I would think that a yoga instructor should have over a few years' experience before working with someone who might have some challenges.
So what level of movement is needed for people with MS to do yoga? So if someone, if they're in a wheelchair, are they able to do yoga?
Absolutely.
What type of movement?
So really, it's not, the person doesn't fit into the yoga. The yoga fits the person. And so anybody can do yoga, whether you're in a wheelchair, you use a walker or a cane. There's chair yoga. And there's different ways to adapt poses. We use props. You might use two or three chairs to do a pose. We can elevate the earth by using chairs to make, you know, instead of having a mat, you might have two to three chairs instead. There's no limitation to doing. People can do yoga lying down, seated. We take the same poses that people do standing, and we put them on the earth or in a chair.
And we've heard that that even if a person is in a wheelchair, that they can strengthen, and maybe perhaps they're leaning to a certain side, you know, that they can strengthen themselves using yoga to perhaps sit more upright. And that's a huge benefit in a person's life. Is that true? Is that something that somebody could do?
If you practice alignment yoga, it very much focuses on posture and different ways to attune to that posture using not only the props, but also strengthening techniques.
Okay. And so what are the top poses for someone with MS to improve and maintain balance? Because MS, obviously, there are people who are very little affected by the disease, and there are people that are severely impacted by the disease. So are there some top poses for, obviously, people that are, you know, walking and not impacted as severely versus someone that is heading towards needing a cane or something like that?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to choose one pose. I usually tell people, based on even your question about fatigue, legs up the wall or up on a chair is one of the most therapeutic poses.
Okay.
Bring your head below your heart, your head and your heart below your legs is very therapeutic, helps inflammation, helps fatigue, wonderful for the heart. The benefits are, there's a plethora of benefits for legs up the wall or up on a chair. People who experience a lot of spasticity and rigidity, there's a pose that's like a leg stretch pose, Supta Padugustasana in Sanskrit, and that I tell people to keep a tie by their bed in case, you know, to use it before they go to bed and if they wake up with spasms. And I think everybody should do a twist today. It just keeps everything moving, because on top of the strength, the flexibility, yoga helps digestive functioning, and twists are fantastic for that.
And so the legs up the wall, these different stretches and poses, are these common poses that we could perhaps post on Healthcare Journey so that after this, they listen to this broadcast, they could look those up, or is there a particular place that they could go and look at those?
I'm pretty sure if they were to Google legs up the wall, it would come up.
Okay.
Or you can place it on your website.
Okay, yeah. We'll just we'll write them out for people so that they can Google them and then they can find them. So what about patients for whom – are there any patients for whom it is likely that yoga will not be beneficial?
I don't know who that is. I mean, yoga can be very beneficial or it could be harmful if someone does a pose that, you know, is not – fitting where they're at, yes, anybody can get injured from yoga. But if it's done the right way, it should be able to, anyone can practice their breath together with some flowing movement, you know, pelvic tilts, small movements, big movements. It really doesn't matter. The idea is to match the movement with the breath.
And what if someone doesn't have transportation and can't get to a studio? What resources could they use or equipment would they need?
So that's actually why I wrote the book, is because my students asked me for a guide that they could use at home. And we're putting together videos to match the sequences in the book, so they'll be able to see it both ways. And the props, you can use things around the house. Like, for instance, I mentioned the leg stretch. You can buy a yoga strap, or you could use an old robe, a belt from an old robe or strap, or an old men's tie. And it doesn't have to be fancy. Instead of you have blankets and towels around the house, those can be used as well.
Okay. And it sounds like, you know, so you said anybody can do yoga. Whether you have MS, very mild MS, or whether you're significantly impacted, you can do it. You can do it in a studio, or you can do it at home. Why aren't they doing studies on yoga to prove that it is impactful with MS and that it is helping? Why isn't everyone recommending it?
It's a good question. I'm actually working with someone now who specializes in research, and she just actually graduated from her master's, and her mission is to look at research related to the complementary and alternative therapies. And they have not been studied well because it's so hard to have the control group, or they haven't been designed well. More and more studies are coming out, but they've had small number of participants. And it's the interest is growing. I was just at Cleveland Clinic, and they were looking at a yoga for MS study, and it's just a matter of time, because the reason people aren't doing it is because it's really not covered by insurance. And in many ways, it's similar to physical therapy or occupational therapy, or certainly complements them, and yet it's not covered yet.
Right.
And so for our classes, we do fundraising to help fund the classes so that the classes are by donation only. That's maybe what has slowed it down.
So that was my next question. So is yoga ever covered by insurance?
I have worked with people who have spinal cord injury, and in Michigan, it's no-fault insurance, so it has been covered in that circumstance. I've heard that Aetna is covering yoga therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So just on the edges now, we're starting to see a little movement, but not yet. More and more studies are going on, though. The studies, the yoga therapy studies, are increasing tremendously from when I started.
So, Mindy, for your book, and just in terms of MS, so say that someone is diagnosed with MS, what would you recommend to them, and how would they be able to utilize your book in terms of staying active and reducing their symptoms for MS as much as possible and being as well as possible? What would you recommend that someone do?
Well, we start out by saying that there's three main principles for healing in the way that we conduct our yoga moves classes, which we call healing, empowerment, and playfulness. Mm-hmm. We don't want to take ourselves too seriously here. You want to have some fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
We're telling people, you know, look at the poses and see what looks accessible to you. Without making too many assumptions or expectations, to kind of look, you know, could I do that one over there? And kind of have a sense of play in beginner's mind, be open-minded about it. Very often what happens is people say, I can't do that, and then they try it and they're surprised.
Mm-hmm. And do people, you know, in your experience with people that have multiple sclerosis, do they, how long does it take? You know, are they seeing results? And you mentioned one person saw a result, I think, in even one session. But how long on average should they expect to need to do yoga to really see an impact?
You know, it really varies by person. Almost everybody who walks out of our classes seems to notice a difference. By the end of class, that they feel better. I always say yoga is not a cure. It helps improve and maintain quality of life. So some will go home and they'll sleep better, or they'll get up from the chair from class and they'll realize they're walking a little better.
That's a great point. So when so your book will be coming out in the fall, you said, and it's going to have, so if someone is if they are going to a yoga studio, I suppose they could share what's in the book if the person does not know about MS adaption, they could use that. But also,
absolutely, I think that it's going to be a guide for instructors who've never taught adaptive yoga before and need a place to start to get ideas.
Great. And then also they can come to your website, and we'll post that on our healthcarejourney.com, but to your website for the videos and for the different poses as well.
Correct. And we will have some sequences. A lot of times my students will say to me, well, when I go home, I don't know which pose to do. So what we decided to do was make about 30 sequences so that they didn't have to think about which pose to do.
Oh, that sounds great.
There's all kinds. Yoga in the kitchen, yoga before bed, yoga when you wake up. So they can pick one of these sequences and do some or all the steps within the sequence, and that's a great starting point.
That's wonderful. So is there anything else that you would recommend that patients, people with MS, think about or do in regard to yoga? You know, it's if you're sitting there out there and you have MS and you haven't been able to do yoga yet and you want to get moving, you know, please listen to Mindy and what she has to say and perhaps get involved. And Mindy, what would you have to say to people that are sitting there thinking, oh my goodness, this would just be so challenging to, you know, to get involved in, and I'm so tired, and I just don't have the energy to do this. I've got too much going on. I've got too much stress. I don't have the time. I'm working. What would you say to them?
Yes, I can, or yes, you can.
Okay.
You know, we turn the I can't into I can. My students know if you say I can't, you're paying for my next tea time or lunch time with our instructors. Just not allowed.
And I think that what we've found in speaking with all of the MS experts across the country is that one of the things that you don't want to do if you have multiple sclerosis is not move.
Exactly.
That, you know, moving and even though fatigue is one of the biggest problems with MS, that people have to struggle through that and fight through that. And I think you and I both know someone that has come to your studio, and one of our bloggers for Healthcare Journey, and he had severe fatigue and was not able to go back to work for quite a long time. But through changing his exercise and changing his diet and coming to you, Mindy, he was really able to get himself back on track and back to work full time, and is feeling much better, and his fatigue was pretty much gone.
So inspiring.
Yeah, he really is. So I think, you know, for like we said, for anybody out there who has not tried yoga, you're not too tired, too old, too fatigued, too anything. So, you know, let's, if you can get to a studio, great. If you can't, then we will provide the materials on our website so that you can access them and get to Mindy's website and look at the videos and look at the different poses and hopefully strengthen yourself to the point of where you can maintain your mobility to the best level that you can. So, Mindy, thank you so much for your time and for your expertise in teaching us about the benefits of yoga.
Thank you. Thank you for scheduling this conversation.
Yes, no problem. Her new book, Adaptive Yoga Moves, Anybody, contains hundreds of yoga adaptions for people with multiple sclerosis and other neuromuscular conditions. So, Mindy, how does one of your classes run? If someone with MS was to come to one of your classes, what could they expect to have happen?
A lot of fun. We usually, our classes are about 2 hours long, and we do that purposely. The typical yoga class might be an hour to an hour and a half, but we integrate time in so that there's pauses and breaks, and so we can gear the class to the energy level in the room. We usually start with some kind of discussion point. People love to talk about diet, and Ayurveda is the ancient Indian science of medicine, and the Ayurvedes believe that health is determined by our diet. So we often talk about ways that we can improve our health through what we eat or how we cook our food or what spices work well. And one of the simplest things you can do is drink lemon water, warm lemon water when you wake up in the morning. So that's a very popular topic. And after we've gotten all our talking out, then we would go into either a visualization or breathing meditation. We practice mindful meditation very often. It's been proven to be very effective for people with all kinds of conditions, including MS. And you find the students right away go right into their meditative state, and we practice all different types of meditation. I highly recommend that people do a daily meditation practice. It always seems like it's so hard to do and challenging, and people get a little anxious around the word sit and with your thoughts. But the more you do it, the more you crave it and want it and realize how beneficial it is on a daily basis.
So if I don't have access to a yoga studio such as yours, where could I just Google meditation? And is there a specific type of meditation that you would recommend for MS patients, or how would they go about finding something?
Simple breathing meditation where you focus on your breath and watch your breath and your thoughts. That's very simple. There's lots of little meditations even on YouTube. John Kabat-Zinn's, it's called the MBSR method, mindful meditation, out of University of Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. They have an 8-week program which you can even do online.
Oh, wow.
You don't even have to travel for it. And, again, this is a very well-studied 8-week program that has tremendous success and outcomes. And included in that are techniques such as the body scan for people who cannot sit. You start with the body, learning how to do a body scan. There's guided meditations. You can even download them. I highly recommend any of the meditations that you'll find online by John Kabat-Zinn.
And what's a body scan?
A body scan is a conscious relaxation technique. So it's not about going to sleep, but it's about watching your breath as you go through particular body parts. So very often it starts with the left foot. And it moves along your body to the right foot and up through your hips and your spine, neck, arms, and head together with your breath. And listening to guided meditation is a great way to learn more about when you're lying down in quiet about what is going on in your body. It's very helpful for pain, learning how to cope with pain rather than run from pain.
And that is, we hear from a lot of people on our website with MS that pain is something they are trying to manage, so that would be great.
Yeah, I can't say enough about it. The It helps pain, anxiety, depression. You know, the more you learn about your body, the more you can befriend it.
Mm, very good point. So how do you, how does one go about integrating yoga into their life? Obviously you can go to a class, you can, but you've really incorporated it wholeheartedly into your entire life. How does somebody go about doing that?
Small steps, very small steps. Like, for instance, I mentioned the Ayurvedic diet practices. So that doesn't mean become a vegetarian, no dairy, no sugar. It means start small. So that might mean when you get up in the morning, first thing, have some warm lemon water. Really simple. Another Ayurvedic technique that's so nice is the self-body massage. So giving yourself a massage with a nice oil before a shower is a technique, you know, to take care of yourself. All these things are part of yoga, but people don't realize it because it's really an all-encompassing lifestyle as opposed to yoga postures that really have been focused on in this country.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. I hope our guests have learned a little bit more about yoga and the impact it can have on multiple sclerosis, and we hope you all will try it. Thank you.